Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Current Events with Patrick Cook. I am your host, Patrick Cook, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, as I do every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern. Once again, it is great to be with you. We've got a great show in store for you today. You may want to call, email, tweet, or post to your Facebook friends and tell them to tune in right now because this segment is going to change your life. We're still focusing on the economy, and accordingly, I'm going to arm you with enough information so that you can be empowered to make good decisions. Now, last week, we had a very, very special guest on our show. His name was Mr. Larry Johnson from the Facts Life Group. We discussed personal finances. We talked about 401ks. We talked about the benefits of trying to start to save. And today's topic is making money on the web. Now, is it a fact or fiction? Now, we want to know what you will find out may shock you. So to join the conversation, contact us at 323-580-5712. Again, that number is 323-580-5712. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to take a comprehensive look into this rising phenomenon, making thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars on the Internet without even having to leave your home. Now, for those of you that are under the sound of my voice and are out of work or maybe waiting for you or an employer to call you back, you should be taking advantage of this right now. I was intrigued by this topic basically because of the relatively recent developments in the economy. Now, as many of you know, corporate institutions were laying off people. There was a sharp drop in hiring. Banks were not lending. Credit card companies pulled back. And people were reaching a point of financial meltdown. So perhaps, like many of you, I wanted to find out if there was something that I could do to be more in control of my future. So I began taking a comprehensive look into what I could do to increase my chances of surviving in future economic hardships. What I discovered was staggering. And coming up, I'm going to share that with you, what I found out. But first, let's take a look at our current events. I do a segment called Moment of Reflections, and last week during the Moment of Reflections, I talked a little bit about the activities of 9/11 over the last 9 years. This week's Moment of Reflection is I want to take a look back at the 2008 presidential election. Many people were excited across the nation because of the promise that a potential Democratic president would bring. Now, we had 8 years of a Republican president, and a lot of things happened over that 8 years that, in my estimation, most of the American people were unhappy with. So in order for the promise of a Democratic president would bring, people were really excited about that. Then it became apparent that the senator, then-Senator Barack Obama, had a good chance of becoming president of the United States. And that kind of lit a fire in the American people and generated hope for millions of people around the world. In the months that ensued afterwards, sure enough, we had our first African-American president, and that was President Barack Obama. We are now approaching the midterm election season. Now, many would argue that the president and the Democratic Party has not done enough. So I want to pause here during this segment, in which I call a moment of reflection, to see what this White House and the Democratic Party has been able to accomplish over the last couple of years. Now, what's interesting, what saturates the news is a lot of negativity. I hear a lot of things that people want to blame this administration for. I hear a lot of Tea Party people, advocates saying that he's not doing enough. So I want to take a look at, you know, his accomplishment. Now, and I have enumerated a list down here, and I would love to get your calls and your thoughts about, you know, does the Tea Party really have a say? I mean, are they accurate? They're getting most of a lot of the coverage, and a lot of people, I'm not really hearing in opposition to the Tea Party. I hear them comment a lot. I hear a lot of people asking them questions, but I really don't get an opportunity to hear the other side of the argument. So it'll be interesting to know if you, any of the callers out there, if you have an opinion about that. So let's take a moment to look at what this White House was able to accomplish. First out the gate was basically passing the stimulus, which generated jobs. On February 17, 2009, President Obama signed a $787 billion stimulus bill into law. Now, in December 2009, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office issued a report estimating that in the third quarter of calendar year 2009, an additional $600,000 to 1.6 million people were employed in the United States due to that legislation. Now, that's a significant accomplishment because prior to that, there were a lot of numbers about the job losses. In this estimation, based on the Congressional Budget Office, it seems as if there was some job creation. Now, I want to make sure that our listeners understand that the role of the president is not necessarily to create jobs, but to create legislation that will allow the private sector to be able to create jobs. So I just want to make that distinction there. I mean, while I hear a lot of opposition saying that the president is not really creating jobs, his role is really to be able to provide a framework such that businesses can provide employment to people. Other things that the president, this Democratic White House, has been able to accomplish is really estimating wasteful spending. President Obama was able to achieve some significant cuts to wasteful spending, most notably the elimination of the of a fighter jet program that he successfully lobbied the Senate to vote for. He also was able to get one of his nominated senators, I mean, correction, Obama nominated Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice David Souter. She was confirmed by the Senate in 2006 and sworn in August 8th. Some other things, he also was able to get credit card reform passed in May of 2009. In fact, President Obama signed into law a bill providing what USA Today called the most sweeping changes to the credit card industry in 40 years. He also was responsible for transparency. The Washington Post reported that moves by the Obama administration to improve government transparency included a ban on lobbyist gifts, restriction on the hiring lobbyists, publication of White House visitor laws and records, and a move to bar lobbyists from serving on advisory boards. Now, there's a lot of other things that this White House has been able to accomplish, and most notably the potential environment disaster due to the oil spill. He was able to minimize issues associated with that, not to mention the fact that he was able to get some funds set aside for the people that were affected by that, ordering the closing of Guantanamo Bay military detention, ending combat operations in Iraq, ordering 21,000 additional troops to Afghanistan, returning science to its rightful place by lifting the Bush restrictions on federal funding embryonic stem cell research, signing laws to expand children's health insurance. I mean, the health care bill was an enormous victory for this particular White House. There is also some indication that some of the legislation that was passed will be coming to effect here shortly over the next couple of years. Other notable things that this White House were able to accomplish was lifting travel and remittance restrictions for Cuban Americans who seek travel to more frequently to the island and send more U.S. currency to their families. He also ban offshore drilling until parameters for deep well safety procedures were clarified. So, unfortunately, out of this enumerated list, I very rarely hear a lot of this driving the conversation. So I would like to know, again, is the Tea Party right when we talk about this, or are we not armed with the right information to actually rebut a lot of the comments that are making out there? You know, I just went over an extensive list, and it's not exhaustive by all means, but an extensive list that this White House was able to accomplish. And now to join the conversation, again, the number is 323-580-5712. Again, the number is 323-580-5712. Now, other things that are in the news this week, and I thought was kind of funny, I kind of watched the Jon Stewart's The Daily Show, and I also watch his Colbert. And last week they had Jon Stewart had this big announcement, and it was really interesting that he kind of took a page out of Glenn Beck's book by having a rally at the in Washington D.C. And by now I'm sure you've heard this, but just to reiterate, Jon Stewart is having a rally to restore sanity in America. Now, what's interesting about this whole dialogue is the fact that he kind of went over the issues that the Tea Party was having, or not necessarily just the Tea Party, but those in opposition of any of the this administration and the type of things that they were doing. And so, and this is his approach to counter that particular rally. And along those lines, his partner in crime, if you will, Stephen Colbert, he's actually having a rally during the same time, and his rally is called "Keeping Fear Alive," and that's Colbert's counter. And I think this is going to be a blast. It's really a good opportunity to compare and contrast the two ideologies, and to see, you know, how much factual content is in either of the arguments. There are some things that Jon Stewart, I'm sure he's going to present, and there are some counters to Jon Stewart's arguments that I'm sure Colbert is going to present. And they kind of do it in a satirical fashion, so it's going to be really interesting to see what they're going to be doing. Okay, so today's topic is really about the economy, right? I wanted to ask the question and about the internet, you know, making money on the internet. I remember years ago I purchased a book about making money on the internet, and then really didn't pay a lot of attention to it. I remember when Google was coming out and people were talking about, you know, how much you can do, how much money you can make by working for Google, you know, giving ads and things of that nature. And it really didn't register to me right away. I guess I was kind of caught up in so much of the activity that happens on the web, and you have to be able to sift through it. Is this real? Is it not real? You know, who's true, and what you know, what is the content that's accurate? And so over the last several months, I began to kind of investigate it a little bit further because I wanted to know. I mean, the economy was getting kind of taking a downturn. Even though I'm in a technology industry, it is very seldom that you see people, you know, out of work in this area. And then we took a hit as well. So I was wondering, wow, at any moment, you know, this could be me. In a lot of cases, you know, I knew people that were good engineers that were being laid off from their jobs. And so as a safety net, I began to look out and see, where is there something to this? You know, would I be able to find out information about advertising on the web or running my own business on the web and, you know, let it, you know, making money while I sleep? And then, lo and behold, it turns out, to be frankly honest with you, yes, you can. It is very interesting to discover the possibilities of, one, being able to establish a business online and for it to generate revenue for you. Now, there's a couple of good resources out there that really reiterate this. And then one person in particular I want to talk to you about. Her name is Lisa Irby. Now, she is what I would call an internet diva. I was really trying to get her on the show today. However, we kind of played tweet tag. Now, I don't know if I coined that word or not, but for the most part, we played tweet tag and for a few days. And nevertheless, when we finally were able to connect, she had a conflict, so she was not able to join us today. But I'm telling you, you should go out to her website. It is tocreativewebsite.com. Now, many of you know I have an undergraduate and graduate degrees in computer science. And sometimes we have a tendency to overthink, overcomplicate the simplest things. Well, this young lady, again, Lisa Irby at tocreativewebsite.com, has a very unique way of delivering information about complicated and thought-provoking topics with a level of specificity, I think, is unparalleled. And so, again, her website is tocreativewebsite.com. You should tweet her at tocreativewebsite on Twitter and tell her you heard about her site on Patrick Cook's blog. And, in fact, I put out on the blog, on the cover page of currentevents.com, a little snippet of her video. And so I would encourage you to go out there and listen to her and how well she talks about, how well she explains one of the components I'm going to talk about today of making money on the Internet. Again, to join the conversation, give us a call at 323-580-5712. Okay, looks like we got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
I am.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. You're on with Current Events with Patrick Cook. What is your comment?
My comment is, earlier when you were talking about a lot of the accomplishments that the Obama administration has made over the short amount of time he's been in office, I think what might be missing is the average person may not fully understand how all of these things will have a benefit for them. It seems as though the message might be too global and not local enough.
Interesting.
And so maybe that's what's losing some people and some enthusiasm is that I don't know exactly, because we hear about the health care bill and how it's now law and it's reform, but yet only thing we keep hearing from the other side or from what's being reported is that your premiums are going to go up and all these things are going to happen. And so I'm trying to figure out, well, is that a benefit to me that we now have health care reform? So I'm not sure if the message has been streamlined down enough to the layperson where that layperson can say, that makes sense to me, I get it, this is how it's going to have an impact on me. The message might just be too global.
That's an interesting point. And what I would ask, have you contacted your congressman? Have you did any research on any of the issues? Have you asked questions about it?
Yes, I'm somewhat aware of how things are going to impact me. I'm speaking more, you know, terms of community minded in terms of how can we galvanize the base or get people back excited and motivated. That might be one way, is to try to get the message at such a level that it's easily understood as to how these things will have a direct impact on me. Because I think
Well, I was going to say, I mean, that's a very interesting point. When you use a lot of the language that politicians do, it's very hard to sometimes decipher all of the rhetoric. So I definitely understand your point, and I just wonder how do we do that though? How do we get the message to the people in such a way that they could understand how it benefits them? Because it's very obvious to me that there's a lot of people out there that understand it enough to say they're in opposition to it. So how does the message get out for people that are in support of it?
And to be just I'm not even sure that those who are in opposition really understand, honestly, because it seems as though some of their talking points aren't realistic and aren't very truthful, and it's not really taking into consideration things in their entirety. So I'm not even sure they really understand.
Saying that point earlier that basically to accentuate your point a little bit more, I was saying that they make a lot of comments, but are we armed with the right information to be able to rebut it? I mean, can we really argue for or against the plan or do we have the right information to do that? And I think that's to your point. I mean, people that are opposed the plan or for the plan really don't understand it.
Right. And so I think just as those in those organizations that galvanized the people 2.5 years ago to be registered and to get out and go and vote have to have that same sort of energy now to go back and knock on those very same doors and say, hey, here's what we've accomplished in such a way that we make it be like we're almost in crisis mode. This is essential. This is so important. As it was 2.5 years ago, it was so important that we were registered and we participated in the process. It's just as important now that we stay registered and that we continue to participate in the process by doing some of those things you were saying, talking to your local person, your congressman, your city council people. All of those things have you might not get to the White House, but you can definitely get to your council meeting that happens probably once a month in your community. So we have to find a way to get us, not just those people, but to get us back excited about this process that we don't find ourselves in a worse predicament than we currently are.
Absolutely. I just hope that people that are under the sound of my voice, take a moment to reflect on this and go out and find out that information. Find out who their local representatives are. Find out, in a lot of cases they may or may not be in a Democratic-friendly or Republican-friendly state, but they need to be engaged in the process and to get the information that will make them informed, give them so they can make informed decisions. I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Wow, that was an interesting call. And I think the caller's point basically was about, us having the right information, the people having the right information so they can make a good, sound decision. The caller mentioned that the fact that even the people that are in opposition to it sometimes may not understand it. But, I would also argue that if we don't understand it ourselves, how can we rebut those calls, those accusations? And so, great call. So, back to the point about making money on the internet. Is it true? Yes, it is. I want to really tell you the bottom line up front. Yes, it is true. You can make money on the web. Let me say it again. Yes, you can make money on the web. Now, there are several ways in which you go about this, and I encourage you again to go out to createawebsite.com, Lisa Irby's site. If you go out to my blog radio site, you'll see a video of her on there talking about Google AdSense, and that's one of the ways. Now, but the interesting thing about making money on the web, you really don't have to spend a dime. I mean, there was a school of thought that if you go out and you get your domain name, which is www.yourname.com, the your name component being a domain name, for yourself, you were on your way. Well, that was true, but things have changed over the last several years where you now really don't have to go out and register a domain name to get into the game. There are so many free blog sites out there that you can go out and register, and you really don't have to have a whole lot of HTML or CSS, which HTML stands for hypertext markup language that is the language of the web. You don't have to have a lot of CSS cascading style sheets experience to be able to put the website into and to make it beautiful or make it friendly for people to come out and see. Because in a lot of cases, most of the web, the free websites now, the blogging sites, things of that nature, have a design where you could just drag and drop your design. And you now become more of a designer as opposed to a programmer or a software engineer, as we call it in my industry. And you can do all this without spending a dime. There are other ways out there to create income over, on the web. And one of the less known ways is what they call headhunting. Now, that's a term we used to use a while back. You know, headhunting is when you go out and you help people find jobs based on, their skill sets. Now, a growing number of sites will pay for your articles and blogs, and so that's the second way that you can make money on the Internet. It's connecting with suppliers and writing blogs. Now, another a good article that I would recommend you go out and take a look at is really called Making Money Online Without Spending a Dime. This is an article at entrepreneursabout.com that I will also post it on my blog radio site. It's a very good site. It really enumerates all of the different types of ways that you can do to make money on the Internet. And one of the ways is probably the most popular way to go about making money on the web is really starting your own blog. And so what does that mean? Blog is a term, really is for web log. And you may hear a lot of times that people are called bloggers, right? So what does this really mean? So it really means that you're going to go out and you're going to create a niche market. And this niche market can be about any topic you want to talk about. You know, right now I have a blog, tailormade101.blogspot.com, that simply talks about math, right? So I go out there and I talk about a lot of different issues about mathematics, and I also talk about some issues of computer science. And so basically, you know, because that's my area of expertise, I focus strictly on that particular topic. Now, there are millions and billions of people around the world, and a small segment of the population is really interested in math. Similarly, a small segment of the population will be interested in your topic as well. So you go out there and you register for one of the blogging sites and you begin to, you know, write about this topic. You have a niche market. You begin to get out there and talk about that. And then you get people to come in that are searching for information that is really, that you are really the expertise in. So that's part one of how you make money. The other part of making money on your website really is part two, and the most important part is what they call monetizing your blog. Now, monetizing is a word in which you are able to become a marketeer or a marketer for a particular site. And in a lot of cases, what they do is Google specifically has an AdSense component, which talks about how to set up your blog so you can actually have people come to your site and then they advertise on your site. And so It is really a good opportunity for you to go out and, again, take a look at the information that's available to you out there. It gives you all of the specific details about how to monetize your blog, how to add the components on your blog that will make it more attractive for people to come out there and visit your blog to be able to look out there. Okay, I have another call on the line. Caller, are you there? Okay, caller, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes. Go ahead. You're on with Current Events with Patrick Cook.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing this afternoon?
I am absolutely wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and make comments about what you and the previous caller were talking about, mainly about the administration that's in the White House right now.
Okay.
Of course, a lot of people are going to have negative things to say when it doesn't have anything to do with them and their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand and believe, what the Obama administration is trying to do is help those that are defenseless and those who have been, so to speak, swindled. We spend so much time and so much effort going into other countries to protect them, but at the same time, in my opinion, impose our will upon a country who really doesn't want to get involved in what we do.
Okay.
But it's mighty funny and strange to me that the people that's in their own country, they don't want to take care of them or help them out. I mean, granted, you do have those who just want to sit back and let someone else work while they, you know, so to speak, collect the check or whatever have you. But there are hardworking people out there who's just having a hard time trying to keep up with the constant advancement of our society.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So my thing is one thing that I noticed most definitely about this administration is that they are really looking out for the defenseless. But as you and the previous caller was stating, they're just coming up with all kind of things out the woodworks to try to stop that from happening. And one thing about you trying to stop something or trying to get people to look in the other direction, as you were saying, you got to do your research. You,
right.
You have most definitely got to do your research to get someone to move from one spot to the other, especially when it's coming down to their finances and, well, most of all, their family and their finances as well.
Before you leave, I would like you to address the question basically. So how is it that, you know, if a majority of the people that feel the way that you do, why are they not getting the same type of publicity that the people that oppose it? And it's hard for me to understand that people are actually voting against their own interests. So I'm trying to figure out if it's true what you say, that he's really trying to help the common person. Why is it that I see so many common people voting against their own interests or speaking out against their own interests?
Well, lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
one, I believe that's a problem. It's a lack of knowledge. You know, with some folks, if you're not sitting them down and explaining it to them, they will never get it. They'll never get
right.
it. If it's something that they have to do basically upon their own, with their own time and their own will, you're going to have a few issues there. So
right.
I believe the reason why you don't have too many, you know, common folks coming out and speaking up is, number one, is their lack of knowledge. They have the knowledge of complaining.
Right.
And, you know, just the knowledge of you know, feeling like they've been, you know, that things are being taken away from them. But the knowledge in, you know, standing up and debating
mm-hmm.
Certain points, they just don't have it. And sometimes the will as well. They don't have the will. Sometimes the will is taken away from them. And you're talking about just generations, even generations through families. If dad was down, then the
mm-hmm.
son and the daughter probably going to be down because of the lack of knowledge that the father didn't have. It just gets relayed on down the line. And that's why I believe you don't have too many common folks speaking up. You know, and another thing, a lot of people, let's not to make it a racial thing, but let's look at the black community. A lot of people don't have any faith in their black leaders anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and our main voices was who? Was Reverend Jesse Jackson or either Reverend Al Sharpton.
Right.
Now, some people feel like that these guys are nothing but a bunch of ambulance chasers now.
Right.
Some people in the generations that's coming up now. So, and that's another thing, you know, in my opinion, that needs to happen. Man, we need some more black leaders, at least
mm-hmm.
some new ones,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you get, and I've experienced it and I've seen it, the leaders that have been our leaders for so many years, you know, who's their understudy?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the person that they're going to pass the torch to? Who is the fiery young man or young woman underneath them to carry this torch to the next century or for generations to come. Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, this is Al Sharpton, and this is his upcoming understudy.
Right, right.
You know, where is that introduction? Where's the next? But that's just like you're explaining about how you can make money over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really commend you and applaud you for what you're doing, because there's a lot of people that don't know this.
Right.
They're thinking that it's just for a certain, once again, not to be racial, but they think it's just for a certain race to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, we just have this mentality, you know, some people are shaking out of it. We just have this mentality that the only way you can get what you want is if you work hard. True in some aspects, but the way things are developing now, I think the new model or the new saying is, you know, work smarter, not harder. But
absolutely.
I think that's what it is. It's just a lack of knowledge.
Right, absolutely.
And a lack of patience at that too.
That's right.
You know, that's, I think it is. So.
Okay. Well, I definitely thank you for your call.
Oh, no problem, man. Enjoying the show.
Okay, thanks. Thanks to all the listeners for tuning in. Please join us next week as we take a look at the current events with Patrick Cook. I'm your host, Patrick Cook, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. I do every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget to bookmark this site. And also visit my blog, A Simple Math Problem, You Decide. And that is tailormade.blogspot.com, or follow me on Twitter at tailormade101. Until next time, remember, it is written, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So stay engaged, stay informed, and stay plugged in to current events with Patrick Cook.